This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A so-called assault weapons ban is advancing at the State House for the first time ever. CPR's Benta Berkland reports the bill was passed by the House Judiciary Committee.
The bill would ban the sale and transfer of assault weapons, but not the possession, so people who currently own the firearms could keep them. After a 14-hour hearing, it passed on a party-line vote. Democratic Representative Tim Hernandez is the main sponsor.
I was a young person once who was afraid to die in schools because adults would not be bold enough on guns.
Opponents say the law would be ineffective, make the state less safe, and is unconstitutional. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
In Congress, Republican Lauren Boebert's bill to prevent cost increases for energy production on public lands has passed the U.S. House. The bill would block a Bureau of Land Management rule that would increase bond rates. That money is used to ensure that wells are plugged and cleaned.
This significant increase will tie up capital that would otherwise be put back into production.
It's been more than 60 years since bond rates were raised. The bill heads to the Senate, where it is not expected to advance. A number of Democrats, including Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper, support updating oil and gas bonding requirements. Police in Trinidad have confiscated what they say is more than $2 million worth of fentanyl and methamphetamine. A traffic stop Tuesday led to the discovery of an estimated 330,000 suspected fentanyl pills. One person was arrested. This is CPR News.